Hey there, welcome back. It is February 29th. We got an extra day in our year this year. So yay for our bonus 24 hours. This week's episode of Intentional Living is about embracing the importance of daily movement. I am your host, Susie Rollins, your holistic health and wellness coach, and I help you increase your confidence through daily intentional living so that you can experience living your best life. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something that I'm really passionate about. We're going to dive deep into the importance of movement in your daily routines and just getting it in there. It is so good for your physical benefits. It's really good for mental and emotional benefits. There's a lot of impact that you can have by having intentional movement. And sometimes when people say, oh, you should exercise, you should work out or whatever. You know, people put up a wall, work out, exercise. Oh, ick, you know. But the word movement sounds better and different. And movement is just that. If you work an office job, or maybe you work from home and you're always at your desk, movement. Get up and walk every 15 minutes, walk around the office. Go outside, just get some movement and stretch. Stretch is movement. And so it's really movement, it's really important medicine for your mind, your body, and your soul. And so I'm really, really passionate about this topic. And so there's just some science and some research that shows that movement, not only helps you burn calories, it can improve your emotional state, your mental state. I think I said it burns calories, but it just helps to boost your overall health. And so regular movement is going to do a lot of things. It's going to help with your cardiovascular health. It's going to help strengthen your muscles, your bones. It's going to enhance your flexibility and your mobility. And so as we get older, we want to keep that flexibility alive, and we want to be able to keep being able to do those things. And so what is really interesting is in some of my studies, they talked about these blue zones, and you can Google them, and they're just different areas of the world. They're like pockets of places where people live longer and they have more vitality. And when you look at the way that they live, not only do they eat healthier, but their daily life is all about movement. So they're gardening, they're squatting down into the garden to plant and to pick their crops and things like that. And so, you know, if you took an average American at the age of 70, are they going to be able to squat down to the ground and get right back up? Well, in these blue zones, you have people that are in their 80s and 90s that can do this because they've been doing it. It's not something that they had to just try and start doing to keep that. So I find that really, really interesting. And actually, probably in one of my future podcasts, I want to talk about these blue zones because it's very interesting to me. So flexibility and mobility, as the older we get, is super important. Regular movement in your daily routine can also release endorphins, which endorphins we know are those feel-good hormones, and they alleviate stress, anxiety, depression. And so, with this chaotic world we live in, who doesn't need that, right? Daily movement, I think this is obvious, but maybe not. It's also really essential for maintaining a healthy weight, reducing the risk of chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease. It doesn't necessarily prevent them, but it can reduce your risk, which is huge. And just overall quality of life. I mean, honestly, when I look at one thing, I want quality of life, right? So, you know, it may not be that you can go to the gym and work out. But maybe, you know, taking the stairs versus the elevator, maybe taking a walk on your lunch break, walking around your neighborhood. You know, I was in a challenge to hike 100 miles in 100 days, and I had several people I posted on my social media say, oh man, I wish I could do that. And I said, and they said, well, I can't hike, I can't do mountains, I can't do hills. And I said, yeah, but you know what the good news is? You can walk a mile a day around your neighborhood. You can do 100 miles in 100 days. It doesn't have to be hiked. It could just be 1 mile walk. Maybe it's a half a mile walk, whatever you can start with. When my lymphatic system crashed, movement was imperative for me to get it back. And all I could do was walk. All I could do was move on a rebounder. That's it. And there was so much power, so much power in just that little movement. And so I challenge you to think, what can you do daily that gets you just a little bit more movement? I'm gonna head out here in a little while and go to the grocery store. So maybe I park a little bit farther in the parking lot, and just that walking a little bit farther to the car. Of course, in Arizona in the summer, I don't know that I want to do that, but it's intentional movement, right? And so I think that with so much more convenience, our phones right here in our face and on-demand TV and things like that, we tend to be a little bit more stationary and we sit more, office jobs, things like that. And so I just think there's little ways that you can kind of incorporate it for the benefit. Some of the things that I hear when I'm talking to some of my coaching clients is that they have lack of time. They don't have enough time to get intentional movement in. So, what about finding small pockets of time throughout the day to make it move? I had a client tell me that the majority of her life is sedentary, that she works in an office and then she has some hip problems. And so, when she comes home, she just doesn't want to walk and move and whatever. So, we talked about maybe incorporating stretching. And honestly, like, I'm so proud of her. So proud of her because the stretching has made a huge difference for her. Lack of motivation. So don't know how to say this, but when you first start working out, you're sore and maybe it doesn't feel good or whatever, but then you start getting the muscles and things like that. And so then you start getting motivated. And so just finding activities maybe that you enjoy, like if it's walking the dog or stretching or just something you enjoy, maybe getting a little stepper or something like that, and that makes you feel good, that might help. And then, of course, I talked about I have a client that has physical limitations. So there is a lot of low impact things that you can do. My mom's in a power wheelchair, and so she doesn't walk a ton, but she can do a lot of movement with her upper body. And so that is still movement. Whatever you can do is still movement. I really, it just, in one of the podcasts, I'm going to share my story about how my lymphatic system crashed. But if you look up your lymphatic system, it needs movement. It's movement is the only pump this system has in order to move the trash and the stuff out of your body. And so it's one of the reasons why I'm super passionate about it. So just a few last couple of tips as we wrap up, you guys. So begin with short bursts of activity, gradually increasing the duration. So maybe it's that you stretch for 2 minutes and then you move it up to stretching to 10 minutes. You kind of gradually get up there, or you walk around the block. Now you walk around 3 blocks. So small bursts and then increasing it. Definitely find activities that you enjoy. I enjoy hiking. I have a friend who loves dancing, so that she joined several dance groups, and that's what she does. That brings her joy. If you love yoga, do that. Make it social. Do it with somebody else. Invite a friend or a family member to get in on it with you. And then I'm not so good at this because I can be really boring, but mix it up. Keep it interesting. So, try different types of movement. Maybe right now it's cooler weather, so you're just walking, but maybe in the summertime you can get in a pool and do a little bit of movement in the pool, right? So kind of mix it up. And then I think definitely setting goals, establishing ones that are realistic, and tracking them. Tracking is something else I'm super nerdy about. If you feel like you don't have the time, you don't have the motivation, you have limitations right now, write that down and then start with your intentional movement. And then after a month or a week or whatever, go back and look at it and see, oh my gosh, did that change? Because you're never going to realize how far you come unless you realize truly where you started. And I think that's a powerful motivator for a lot of people. So I am hoping that you're going to take some of these tips and you're going to have some daily intentional movement that is natural, that is enjoyable for you, and that you just embrace it as part of your health journey because it's important. So whether it's a brisk walk, yoga, simply choosing to take the stairs instead of the elevator, parking a little bit farther back in the parking lot, I can't wait to hear what you're going to do to incorporate some more intentional movement. As always, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Intentional Living. I hope that you have learned something and that you're inspired to live a more intentional, healthy life. I'm hoping that you're going to subscribe to this podcast on whatever channel you're listening to it and that you will share it with your family and friends.